to retain wealth and riches in your house, you guide your giving life with discretion. So I'm going to show you the covenant discretion for ever flowing, ever growing wealth. The covenant discretion for ever growing wealth. And I think by grace, with all sense of humility, I'm qualified to tell you that. Because in 25 years, I've never known a setback financially in our own family line and also in the ministry that we were privileged to provide leadership for. 25 solid years of stability. We had SAP in the process. You know the meaning of SAP? Structural Adjustment Program. And then we have Structural Disadjustment Program following. Look at World Bank, we have IMF, all in the process, but it didn't have any effect on the financial fortune of this organization. So I can tell you what makes it work. Because there is something about what comes from above. It differentiates you from your peers. Covenant discretion in your given life. So you don't waste your seed. If you don't know how to plant, the quality of the seed notwithstanding, you will not have the harvest you require. So I said it is given with covenant sense. Understanding the covenant priorities in your given life. Giving with discretion. The number one aspect is you give God the first place in your given life. Come and say God. In Matthew 22 verse 36 to 40, a young ruler came to Jesus and said, Master, which is the greatest commandment of the law? And Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Matthew 22 verse 36 to 40. With all thy heart and with all thy mind and with all thy soul. He said, this is the first. Everybody say first. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Can I hear your amen? Say with me, God first. There are philanthropists who go about town and they make the poor first. The poor is not first. God is first. And according to biblical definitions, nothing validates your love like giving. Giving is the only act that validates the sincerity of your love. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 8. He said that you may prove the sincerity of your love. So it is your giving that authenticates your love. And God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. So when you so love God, you give your best to God. It is God first. How many remember the story of the rich fool? You remember in Luke chapter 12 and verse 21, he says, so is it for everyone who is rich in this world, but is not rich towards God. Luke 12 and verse 21. So when you are not rich towards God, then you are playing the fool, because a time comes and you won't see it again. A time comes when you won't see it again. So you are enjoying to make God first. In chapter 6 of Matthew and verse 19 to 21, he said, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where the moth and the rust doth corrupt, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Treasures in heaven. So there is what to lay up in heaven. Anyone here can be corrupted, but nothing that goes there can be corrupted. Can I hear your loud amen? Amen. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19 to 21. And you have heard that scripture from me time and again in Matthew 6, 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things that will make you a blessing to your world shall be added unto you. Can I hear your loud amen? Amen. How do we operate that? The God's first principle is operated on this platform. The first platform is your tithe. Everybody say tithe. tithe. All the tithes of the land is the Lord's. It shall be holy unto the Lord. Thou shalt not take an ought out of it. Leviticus chapter 27 and verse 30. Honor the Lord with the first fruits of thy earnings. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thy earnings. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. And in case you don't know what that means, it means when your tithe answers in heaven, he pours you out the blessings until there be not enough room to take it. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. And thy vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. By the way, Father Abraham was a tither. Genesis 14 and verse 18 to 20. And Abraham gave the tithe of all. Come and say the tithe of all. Abraham was a tither. And if you are Abraham's seed, what do? You do the works of Abraham. John chapter 8 and verse 39. Don't just sing Abraham's blessings are mine. Take on Abraham's responsibilities and his blessings will flow naturally. Abraham was a tither. The biggest boom of his adventure, he paid the tithe of all to Melchizedek, king of Salem. He paid the tithe of all. And if you are Abraham's seed, you better do the works of Abraham. Number two, where we make God first is in our offerings. Come and say offerings. God mind our offerings the same way he minds our tithe. Your tithe is your covenant insurance against the devourers. That is, the blessings is preserved through your tithing. And you enhance the scope of your blessings by your givings. He that sows bountifully shall reap bountifully, and he that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. And we understand that every time we come into his presence, we are not permitted to come empty. Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 16. He said, and you shall not appear before me empty. So every time you come to God's presence, you come with a seed in your hand in honor of him. Exodus 23 verse 15 and Exodus 34 and verse 20. Every time you come before him, you are not permitted to come empty. And as you come with a seed, God is committed to keep on responding to you. Hallelujah. And number three, where we operate this God first principle is through various sacrifices given towards the expansion of his kingdom. Amen. Given towards the expansion of his kingdom. When the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongues with singing, and we became the talk of the town. The Lord has done great things for them. And we kept responding, the Lord has done great things for us. Whereof we are glad. Psalm 126, verse 1 to 6. He that goeth forth and weepeth, but bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his harvest with him. Everyone here is entitled to financial laughter this year. You have been around that same spot for too long. I see God pushing you forward and getting you to fly higher in the name of Jesus. He said, go up to the mountain and bring wood and build this house, and I will take pleasure in it. Haggai chapter 1 and verse 1 to 14. Talking to you about the demand upon your life and my life to be involved in every kingdom promotion opportunities. We are involved. He said, these people say the time is not come, the time that the house of the Lord should be built. And so they run away, everyone, into their own seed buildings. And when they look for much, behold, it became little. When they heap it up, I come and blow on it. Why? Because of my house that is lying in ruins, and each of you run into your own houses. He said, therefore, the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth from yielding our fruits. Whatever is not allowing you to go forward, I see it come to an end this year in the name of Jesus. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When you engage in the sacrifices for the promotion of his kingdom, he said he's committed to supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Can I hear your amen? Amen. So God first principle operates on those three various platforms. The platform of tithing and your offerings and your sacrifices. There are needs all around us. But in order for us not to become a needy, like the people we are trying to help, we maintain our solid connection with the source of supplies. So our service to the needs of mankind can continue. My wife and I are involved here and there, but there is no involvement that we ever match our connection to the source. Never, forever. Because that is the only place that guarantees the continuous flow. He shall guide his affairs with discretion. He shall guide his affairs with discretion. He shall guide his affairs. Now listen to me. Imagine someone helping the needy and not paying his tithe. He will soon become one of the needy. How many understand what I'm talking about? He will soon become one of the needy. Imagine someone despising all kingdom promotion opportunities of sacrifices. His laughter will become farther and farther away, because every genuine laughter stems out of sacrifices. When it comes to financial fortune demands sacrifices in order for you to walk in the fullness of it. First things first. And when God becomes first, your financial fortune is guaranteed. Can I hear your amen?
This is the end of side A.
When it comes to financial fortune demands sacrifices in order for you to walk in the fullness of it. First things first. And when God becomes first, your financial fortune is guaranteed. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Can I hear your loud amen? Amen. This is very important. Then giving to prophets. Number two, covenant discretion in our given life is given to the prophet. This is how the Lord opened up the financial fortune of your ministry. September 4, 1987, I was in Sheraton Hotel here, ministering in one of the four square churches, and then the heavens opened from Hebrews chapter 7, and I saw what I never knew existed before. The Lord just spoke to me in very clear terms, and that without all contradictions, the less is blessed of the better. I went down the line to open this to me. I was intoxicated with this truth, and I knew that our ministry will never know a downward trend as long as we keep reaching up there. And this ministry became addicted to reaching out to higher ministries in our given life. And all devils in hell know that we are flying higher by the day. So important. He that gives to a prophet in the name of a prophet, he shall connect with the grace upon such a prophet. And so our ministry began to connect to higher ministries within and outside the country. Within and outside the country. A man came to our church in 1987, and in his testimony he said, in his 17 years of ministry around the world, he's never received the kind of seed he carried from here. We don't give a naira, we don't disturb you to go and be looking for change. We give to you in the currency of the nation you have come from. Now, no matter how much you have, and no matter how low we were, the only way for us to change position is to reach out to those who are up there. And we began reaching out to them as a way of life. As a way of life. As a way of life. And we kept climbing flying higher by the day. I'll never forget that day when the Lord opened that to me. 4th of September 1987 at Sheraton Hotel. It was an open heaven revelation. And see where it has brought your church to today. It was an open heaven revelation. Imagine first that this ministry has never received any dime from any nation of the earth in executing our multi-million projects. Neither have we written any letter to any mortal man living or dead for any form of aid. Just ensuring an open heaven. I see that same open heaven upon your family, upon your businesses, and upon your career from henceforth. My friend Rehan Bonke came here sometimes and we were discussing, and he said to me, some cock crows before they lay eggs. He said, but there are some cocks that never crow and yet lay eggs. He said, that's what I found here. None of us knew anything is going on, and so much is going on at the same time. We had people come from everywhere and they said, look, what is going on here in terms of this, the rate of development is not happening anywhere in this world today as far as the ministry of the gospel is concerned. Why? An open heaven reality. The realities of an open heaven. Please receive that in the name of Jesus Christ. That's very important. And then number three in that order is giving to the poor. Now the first two keeps you above the poor and keeps enlarging your stewardship towards the poor. So it's first God, second God's higher agents, and third the poor. So the blessings you connect with from heaven, they went through the anointing, so the anointed, they begin to overflow to the poor. Can I hear your amen? When the widow of Zarephath came in contact with Elijah, she was flying all through famine. She was having fun in famine. The cruse of oil was never exhausted. The pot of flour never finished. She was having fun in famine. That's the same way you will keep on having financial fun, no matter the level of famine on this earth. Can I hear your loudest amen if you are there? How many of you believe that your church is having financial fun? How many believe that? Amen. This is fun, I tell you. This is financial fun. Financial fun. There is no council meeting that has finance on the agenda. Hello? Okay, where do we go from here? We are just going. We are just going. Call any amount. He has more than enough. Knows what to do. Every stress, every strain on your finances, I see it come to an end this time in the name of Jesus. John D. Rockefeller, one of the wealthiest Americans that ever lived, was a tither. Come and say tither. You ask him a question, why do you give so much to church? He said, what's your business? God gave it to me in the first instance. He gave over $500 million. And they said, what? He said, what's your problem? I know that another John D. Rockefeller is out here. That is, in your lifetime, they will trace that level of dimension of wealth to you. Can I hear your loudest amen? J.C. Penney was a tither. J.C. Penney was one of the greatest retailers, business retailers in America. Just like you have the Walmart stores and all that stuff. And his mother taught him the mystery of tithing when he was growing up. And when he got to a point, he felt, look, this is an old time principle. He abandoned it and crashed. He crashed because the hand that was keeping him up was off. That hand will never be off your life. He had to return back to where he fell. Like some fellows this morning have to return. Some fellows have to return. You have gone on a woe. You have thought that this is an old time stuff, man. This old rugged cross. We are in the modern high tech days. Why must you be a victim of high tech when the old rugged cross is still producing proofs? This church is not operating by high tech financial, you know, theories. We are operating by the old rugged cross covenant. Old rugged cross producing current proofs. Old rugged cross producing current proofs. Everyone that comes to your campus, the comments they made is humbling to us. We don't know such a place exists in Nigeria. We don't see this kind of thing. I mean, they humble us the more as they say those things, because we could see the visible hand of God. My heart cry is that God's hand that beautifies destinies, you will give it a place in your life. So we give to the poor. The Bible said, he that giveth to the poor shall not lack. For he that hideth his faith shall have many a cause. Proverbs 28 and verse 27. And in Proverbs 19 verse 17, the Bible said, he that giveth to the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he has given shall be given again unto him. And we saw Job. Job was sacrificing daily unto God. Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 5. And Job was giving heavily to the poor. Job 29 verse 1 to 18. And Job became the greatest of all men in the East. So financial fortune follows the same consistent principles. Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 5. He was sacrificing to the Lord every morning. And Job 29 verse 1 to 18. He was busy servicing the needs of the poor. He was eyes to the blind. He was feet to the lame. The cause he knew not, he charged out. He was father of the fatherless. He was husband of the widows. He was servicing the needs of the needy. And he became the greatest of all men in the East. Whatever blessings flow to you through the first two, you give it expression in the third class. Can I hear your amen? So a child cannot go to primary school where you are, and what you use for entertainment per day is more than what he needs to go to school. Why not? Why don't you ask your Saturday fellowship, are there children here who are having a problem going to primary school? Because at that level, you can handle primary school. Are there those who are having problems to go to secondary school, and you and your wife decide, look, you and your company decide, look, this is an opportunity to go up. And then you start going up. Can I hear your loud amen?
I trust you were blessed by that video. Emeka Anslem Inspirational Channel is committed to satisfying the spiritual hunger of believers all around the world. So if you were blessed by that video, please share with someone and don't forget to subscribe. God bless you.